You're with SBS Radio.
Pendengar, pengusaha kecil mengatakan mereka kesulitan untuk mendapatkan laba, dan sebagian besar dari mereka mengatakan ingin sistem yang lebih sederhana dengan lebih sedikit dokumen dan administrasi, tidak peduli siapa yang akan memenangkan pemilihan federal kali ini. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Kira Jenkins. Pemilihan kali ini penting bagi pengusaha kecil dengan banyak pemilik usaha beroperasi dengan keuntungan rendah dan sering menghabiskan 40 jam seminggu untuk memenuhi persyaratan pemerintah tentang upah, pajak, dan pensiun. Emma Nguyen mengelola restoran Vietnam yang sangat sibuk dan ia adalah seorang akuntan yang berkualifikasi. Ia mengatakan merasa sulit untuk menjalankan usahanya itu.
I just don't sleep at night. I don't come in the early morning, but paperwork does keep me up at night when everything is finished. Have to look at the, you know, sales, expense and timetable and all that schedule of deadline, and also I have to have a ready information to send to the bookkeeper or an accountant.
Dalam beberapa tahun terakhir, Nguyen telah berjuang dengan kenaikan biaya yang tidak dapat diteruskannya kepada para pelanggan. Hal serupa juga dikatakan oleh seorang pemilik restoran Itali, Robert Gugliotta.
Our margins are much smaller now. It's much more competitive. Costs have keep going up. Labor costs have gone up. Energy costs keep going up. Food costs go up. But we can't increase our menu price as much as our food costs go up because then we won't have any customers.
Meningkatnya biaya telah mendorong pemilik usaha kecil Angela Fitulklas untuk mencalonkan diri sebagai anggota parlemen. Partainya bernama Small Business Party telah mencalonkan 2 kandidat dalam Senat di New South Wales dan 2 di Victoria. Fitulklas mengatakan ia ingin menjadi suara bagi para pemilik usaha kecil.
Within the last 5 years, small businesses have seen their overheads go up by almost 45%, which is very unnatural in any business environment. And those overheads can almost be attributed directly to government policy.
Fitulklas mengatakan bahwa ia tahu para pemilik usaha kecil saat ini harus berjuang dengan keras untuk memenuhi kebutuhan mereka.
Small business has a challenge with cash flow. We have a challenge with paying our wages too and meeting all our overheads. And often it's the small business owner who doesn't get paid when we're trying to meet all the other obligations.
Louis Roser memiliki toko bunga dan sering memulai kerja sebelum jam 3 pagi untuk membeli bunga-bunga dari pasar. Ia mengatakan upah adalah masalah utama dalam pemilihan ini, dan setiap kenaikan akan berdampak pada bisnis seperti miliknya itu.
We pay our staff first before we pay ourselves in some instances, depending on the business. So if wages increase, then that's even less that we're getting in our pocket to run a business. So for me personally, that's significant.
Small Business Ombudsman Kate Carnell mengatakan setiap kenaikan harus ditentukan oleh Fair Work Commission tanpa campur tangan dari pemerintah.
The Fair Work Commission looks at a range of things when they set the minimum wage, including fairness and equity. And that's the reason that the last 2 years they've increased the minimum wage by 3.5% last year and 3.3% the year before. And that's at a time when CPI has been tracking at 2 or under. So the increases have been significantly above CPI, which have been a challenge for small businesses to manage.
Carnell mengatakan akses ke keuangan adalah masalah utama yang perlu ditangani oleh pihak manapun yang memenangkan pemilu kali ini.
We need to see more competition in the space. The 4 big banks have got 85% of the business in the small business space, and they're not lending to small businesses. This is a huge problem. So more competition in the marketplace is essential. This has to be a real focus. We can't get growth in the Australian economy if small businesses can't borrow.
Sektor teknologi juga merupakan pendorong utama perekonomian. Alex McCauley, penasihat dalam hal memulai usaha, ingin lebih banyak investasi dalam teknologi dan inovasi. Ia mengatakan peningkatan pengeluaran untuk penelitian dan pengembangan atau R&D akan memastikan Australia dapat bersaing di panggung dunia.
One of the biggest things is we've got to really focus on how do we help Australians and Australian companies turn ideas into commercial realities. And what that means is supporting research and development across the economy. Australia currently underperforms its OECD counterparts on R&D. We spend about 1.87% of GDP on R&D every year. The OECD average is more like 2.3%. And some of the leaders in the world, like Israel and South Korea, are spending almost 4% of GDP on R&D.
Meskipun ada tantangan, sebagian besar pemilik usaha kecil setuju dengan penjual bunga Louis Roser yang mengatakan perjuangan masih bermanfaat.
There's incredible stress at times, but then, you know, if you're doing something that you love and you make enough money to live, then it's brilliant.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.